Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The segue here is just the emphasis on how much this offseason means. And it goes back to what we talked about a few minutes ago with that name, Patrick Mahomes. And it takes you back to a 2017 draft process that I think we can explore a little bit in our conversation today, forward-looking, rather than through the lens that we've looked at it for so long, which is backward-looking with the lament of, oh, my God, the Bears really stepped in it there. And they said, but look, like the conclusion is undeniable. They set themselves back. You know, Justin Fields is here because Mitch Trubisky failed. Matt Eberflus is here because Matt Nagy failed. You know, Ryan Poles is here because Ryan Pace failed. So what you have to do is learn lessons from all these lessons that you've had to learn from, but particularly that 2017 draft that tells you things, because Ryan Poles was in the building in Kansas City when the Chiefs woke up on the first round of the draft with the 27th overall pick and somehow finished the night with their forever quarterback. And the Bears, we know what happened inside Hallis Hall and the number of missteps that were made during the process. But I guess starting out, because this is going to be a meaty discussion about Patrick Mahomes, as you watch him go onto that Super Bowl stage for the third time in 37 months, what are the things about Patrick Mahomes that to you are defining?
I think you start with what we knew coming out of college. It's those tangible things. You knew he had the arm strength. You knew he had the arm talent to make any throw on the field. You knew he had this kind of generational arm talent and this kind of uncanny ability to make these throws from different arm angles and things like that. What we didn't know was the intangible things that we've learned about him in terms of his leadership ability, the impact that he would have on his teammates, how tough he is. We didn't know those things about him. Honestly, I was leaning heavily toward Deshaun Watson, coming out of the draft, even more so than Patrick Mahomes. But either way, I think that we've learned that Patrick Mahomes not only has the physical tools, but he has those intangible things that can make you a true leader of a franchise, not just the face of a franchise, not just their best player, but a true, true leader in that locker room. I think all those guys follow him. I think the Cincinnati Bengals and their mayor learned that about Patrick Mahomes last week, right? You talk all that stuff, and these guys came to bat for Patrick Mahomes. You got the mayor talking about Joe Burrow might be his father, and it's like, what? Okay, all right. We all gonna ride for our brother. So I love what I've seen from Patrick Mahomes, not only physically but the intangibles.
What I think is underestimated with Patrick Mahomes is just what you talked about, and it's that competitive passion and that competitive fire. Because Patrick is like this gregarious dude who's got the funny, you know, Kermit the Frog voice that he says,
and weird voice. He walks funny,
so you don't think of him in the same light. Like I always say that in my lifetime, there are four athletes that to me are competitive psychopaths that like no one could imagine. It's Jordan, it's Kobe, it's Tiger Woods, and it's Tom Brady. Right. And it's those guys that are so obsessive about one thing, and it's the end result of whatever competition they're in, that they will do anything to get that. And I think there is an element of that to Patrick that just hasn't really been appreciated to the level that it needs to be appreciated at. Listen, he's still in his 20s. He's going back to the Super Bowl for the third time. There's an opportunity here that if he wants to play another 10, 12 years, he can start to load those fingers up with rings. He can start to load up those trophy cases in Kansas City with AFC Championship trophies. And then we'll look back on this and go, oh, of course the dude had a high ankle sprain and went out there and in an AFC championship game had enough to will his team to a win, including a 5-yard scramble that sets up the winning field goal on a bum ankle. Yeah. That tells you everything about that wiring, right? That competitive fire and that, you know, competitive psychopath DNA that's in some of these guys.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is hindsight. You don't really know those things as you're experiencing them. You go back to Tom Brady's first Super Bowl with the Patriots. You just thought, hey, this young kid, you know, caught lightning in a bottle. You don't understand the maniacal work that goes into that and how prepared he was for that moment when Mo Lewis knocked Drew Bledsoe into another dimension. Like he was prepared for that moment. And so you don't understand that until later, until he wins, you know, third, fourth Super Bowl. And you're like, man, this dude kind of, he's just wired different. So I think we're going to look back on this thing and say, man, the high ankle sprains, it's one of the worst things you can do in without having torn or broken something. Like that thing could take easily 4 or 5 weeks. And so for him to come back a week later and be ready to go and then to meet the pressure of Burrowhead and all that type of stuff, to still make plays for his team, to still scramble and do those improvisational things. We saw him with the little flip touchdown pass over on the sideline. Like he's that kind of guy. I think only years from now, we're going to look back and appreciate all the things that we're seeing in the moment.
And look, I mean, he goes back to a year ago. And obviously, they didn't make the Super Bowl and they just had to get in the AFC Championship game. But just those plays he made in the shootout against Josh Allen in the Bills game where you say that. I'm going to read you some numbers here because I was compiling some of these on Mahomes that just they're absolutely mind-blowing. And we're 5 years into this, okay? And so he's got 24,241 regular season career passing yards, which would be the Bears all-time record. If he stopped playing today, it would be the Bears all-time
record.
It would be the Bears all-time record. He has 192 regular season touchdown passes, would also be the Bears record if he stopped playing today. His career regular season record as a starter is 64-16. His playoff record is 10-3. He has played zero road playoff games. Okay.
Wow.
So
wow.
He's not only never missed the playoffs, he's never missed conference championship Sunday, and he has never been trailing at the end of regulation in conference championship Sunday. His two losses are overtime losses, one against Brady where he never got to touch the ball because they lost the coin flip, and the other one obviously to Burrow and the Bengals. Last 5 seasons, the 5 years that he's been starting, his average season has been 4,791 yards and 38 touchdowns. Average season over 5 years. First 5 years as a starter in the league.
That's sick, man. That's absolutely sick. Like, you know what I mean? To not have to go on the road. They hosted 5 AFC title games. Like, that's like crazy stuff, man.
It's
like
absurd.
That's absolutely absurd. You're talking about averaging 4,000 yards. If we can get a 4,000-yard passing season in Chicago, we go crazy. He wakes up out of bed doing that. That's the baseline. And it's absolutely crazy to think just how good he is. And I know you got to account for how much the league has changed and how much of a passing league it's become and how many of the rules have kind of lent themselves towards more offensive production. But that being said, there's 31 other guys doing that. They're playing that position. They aren't doing it like he's doing it, though, right? And so that dude is absolutely different. He's going to be on that Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks when it's all said and done. Some people already put him there. Some people are already talking about him as an all-time great, and I'm not going to argue with them, but certainly once he's done, like you said, they continue on the trajectory that they're on, and he finds himself in 4, 5, 6 more Super Bowls, he's going to be undoubtedly cemented in that Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks all time.
We're recording this episode on February 1st, which, as you know, it is annual Tom Brady retirement day. Second straight year on February 1st that Tom Brady's announced his retirement. But I remember that first AFC Championship game that Mahomes was in against Brady, and you watched it, and it was compelling to watch this young dude go toe-to-toe with the GOAT and be like, I'm not scared of this. This moment isn't too big for me. This stage excites me. And that's what Mahomes has been, and he's continued that on. And so, like, there's two parts to this, Herb, because I think you'd agree that Ryan Poles has been very consistent in talking about his pursuit of achievement being pursuing achievement that can be sustained, right? That you can, that you don't just have this flash year that the Bears always have and then you fall off and, you know, you make some decisions and you can't have any longevity of the success you have. And so Ryan experienced it in Kansas City. He got there in the first 4 years, he's under Scott Pioli and, you know, Todd Haley's the coach. And then Romeo Crennel has to relieve him at some point. It was just a mess. And then Ryan Poles watches the Chiefs become what they've become. And people will always say, well, yeah, of course they became what they became. They landed on a generational quarterback in Patrick Mahomes that became the engine for what has been these last 5 years. And my pushback to that is always, give the Chiefs credit for that. It's not like somebody pulled their name out of the Patrick Mahomes raffle in 2017 and said, he's coming to your city. They discovered him, right? Like, and obviously he was going to be a first-round draft pick somewhere, but they woke up with the number 27 overall pick and had done so much homework throughout the process to believe that they had not only a generational talent, but an infrastructure and a support system that could bring out the best in him, that they deserve credit for having Patrick Mahomes, you know, the guy that's driven this. And as we talk about the Bears, they've been in this spinning your wheels mode because they missed on Mitch Trubisky. So as you look back on 2017, what are the things that stick in your head about the woulda, shoulda, coulda, what might have been, and where this whole thing wound up?
Man, to your point with the Chiefs, though, it's you got to give them credit for the work they did before the draft to understand, one, we love this kid. Two, where is he going to be in the draft? Can we possibly get ourselves in position to be able to get him? There's a lot of work that goes into that. And then to be able to execute on the day of to actually go get him. Now you got him in the building. That's just step one. And we talked about how great he is. But football is the ultimate team sport. Ain't you not good enough to do this by yourself. I don't care who you are. They put a really, really good team around him. Year after year after year, no matter what kind of turnover they had the huge Tyreek Hill thing, and all Tyreek's gone. He's taking all the money in Miami. What do they do? Go and be the number one offense again without him. And so they continue to just put things around him. Andy Reid continues to be the offensive genius that we've known him to be. And so it's everything. It's everything in the building that hopefully, you know, Ryan Poles has some of that in him, and he's brought it to Chicago. And so we'll see. But you go back to 2017 with the Bears, and I just. Then I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they saw in Mitch Trubisky and his 13 starts in North Carolina. I don't understand it. I don't know what because it's not like they were saying, okay, we've got the number three pick. We'll sit here and whichever one of those guys is here, we'll take him. And that right. guy happened to be Mitch Trubisky. You decided that you had to have Mitch Trubisky. He was yep. head and shoulders better than Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. You had to have him, and he was worth leveraging the franchise for and sending all these picks to the 49ers for. And that's just – it makes no sense. Nobody who was watching college football said, even if you loved Mr. Trubisky, even if you went through all of the pre-draft process and said, hey, this kid's got it, nobody thought he was – head and shoulders above Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes to where you just could not live with yourself if you didn't go get Mr. Trubisky.
So Herb, that's a point that I've been making for years now. And I think it's such a valid point to hammer home and hammer home and hammer home again, because as we look forward, the lesson within that, and listen, I think the 2017 draft process has three dozen lessons that can be learned, that can be applied to future drafts. And one of them is don't become infatuated with a guy that you become so blinded to your other options, because Ryan Pace was so dedicated to making sure that he wound up with Mitch Trubisky that he played this game of secrecy throughout the mm-hmm. pre-draft process. And then even after all these months and months and months of secrecy, which ultimately hurt your process because you weren't involving the right people to the level that they needed to be involved to truly break down a decision that was going to shape your franchise for at least 5 years, maybe 15, you still got to draft night and felt so jittery that you traded up from three to number two. And you traded up from number three to number two for the very reason that you just stated, because it was like, we can't bear the thought of settling for Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And in retrospect, you go, wait, what?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wait, what? You would have lost your mind if the San Francisco 49ers would have pulled the trigger on Mitch Trubisky at number two and you would have had to settle?
I got to stop you there, Dan. That's not even retrospect. Like, that's not even retrospect. That's not even like having seen what the three trajectories of those guys' careers have been, right? And who knows? Mitch Trubisky may find it. He may have himself a really, really stellar career going forward, yep. whatever. We'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson. We know what Patrick Mahomes is. But that's not hindsight. You watching them play college football, you knew that the kid who had lit up Alabama twice, who had been in the back-to-back national championship games, you knew that he was better than the quarterback in his same conference in the ACC down the road in North Carolina. That's not something we found out after they got to the league. You knew that before. But again, if you evaluated him, Mr. Trubisky, I'm talking about, and you loved him, no problem. If you wanted him more, cool. But to say that you had to have him because he was so much better than those two guys, ridiculous.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's part of this. As you go forward, you have to understand that, especially in a year like this where the Bears have the number one overall pick and they've got a bunch of draft picks to use, that you have to understand that every one of those decisions could be one of those pivot points for your franchise, right? One of those points that either puts you on a springboard or throws you into quicksand. And you want to make sure you're aiming for the springboard, right? Like,
please hit the springboard.
Yeah, just hit the springboard and see where it goes. And so, like that's a huge lesson in that. Rich Campbell and I had to do the deep dive on the quarterback process of 2017 at the end of the 2019 season when the Bears had sort of missed that big window of opportunity in their 100th season to go chase a Super Bowl. And meanwhile, the two quarterbacks that we've mentioned, Mahomes and Watson, were playing for an AFC title that year. And there were a lot of things that we unearthed in our reporting during that process. Some of the intel I don't know we've ever really shared, but there's a couple things that I want to bring up here because it'll transition us into another part of this conversation. It's that the Bears actually did like Patrick Mahomes, that they went to Chapel Hill and they did this visit with Mitch and immediately from there, they flew to Lubbock and they did a private workout and it's Dave Ragone and it's Dowell Loggins, and it's John Fox and it's Ryan Pace and Josh Lucas. And they go down there and they love the kid's swagger. They love his arm talent. They see him making some of these creative artistry throws that he does. And they say, like, this dude belongs in our top cloud. Here's some of the names that were in that top cloud going into the 2017 draft for them. Myles Garrett, Mitch Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, Jamal Adams, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey. You talk to a lot of people that were involved in the process, and it was Foxy either wanted to pick Jamal Adams, or if they were going to take a quarterback, he wanted Deshaun Watson. Dave Ragone wanted Deshaun Watson. Dowell Loggins actually was banging the table for Christian McCaffrey and wanted Christian McCaffrey to be the difference-making superstar in that building. And then you had Ryan Pace and Josh Lucas and then a bunch of scouts who really felt strongly that Mitch was the top guy. That's all fine. And Mahomes is in that top cloud, right? And so it goes to the point of like, okay, if he's in your top cloud, why can't you wait for him at three? You know, why did Mitch sell you so much? And so, you know, there's two parts to this. Number one is if you have a healthy organization and a healthy mm-hmm. infrastructure, your team president comes along at some point in those 3 months and says, hey, I realize we don't usually get to pick in the top five very often. What are you guys thinking about with this pick?
Right.
Get a little bit of intel and then says, hey, Ryan, have you told John that you're drafted a quarterback? You know, there's so many points within that thing where, again, if you're a healthy organization, and I bring that up because Kevin Warren is here and I think he will provide more health in this regard to the sounding board, the discussion, the brainstorming. Have you considered? Have you thought about? Do I have a connection in one of these players' backgrounds that I can call and ask and say, does this guy have the it factor? Does he have the DNA? It's really interesting because, you know, like we can kill them for the lack of homework that they did on Deshaun Watson, and justifiably sure. So, they deserve to be killed. But they liked Patrick Mahomes and then ultimately got to draft day and decided they couldn't wait around live with them. And see.
No. Now, to your point earlier, that you got to learn that lesson. And so this regime has to understand that. And I think they will. I think they'll be better. But they got to understand that we cannot – miss this thing, and we can't be so stuck on this one person or this one player. Dan, you just listed five or six guys. I'd love to have any of them except Mitch Trubisky, right? Just give me any of those other guys, any of them, even Leonard Fournette. Give me any of those other guys, I'd be fine with it. They missed it, and it's like you could have just sat where you were, and if for whatever reason somebody else was thinking like you were thinking and took Mitch one or two, you're still gonna get yourself a really, really good player right where you are. And to not see it that way, to not view it that way, was a huge, huge oversight. And like you said, it set this franchise back at least 5 years. And so, cool. Now you've been bad more. Now you've got Justin Fields. Now you've got a new head coach, and you've got a new GM and a new president. Can they do it better? Because you don't want to be in the top five over and over and over again in terms of draft position.
before we get into the Kansas City portion of this discussion, which obviously is the lessons that Ryan Poles learned in the organization that found Patrick Mahomes, or at least found him to be theirs, right? Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this, because this is a conversation that comes up in Chicago, and there's two parts of it. The newfangled part of the conversation is, would the Bears have been in a Super Bowl any time in the last six seasons if they had taken Patrick Mahomes? The other part of this is back in like 2019, early 2020, when people would get angry when you brought up the 2017 quarterback draft, they'd say, you know, the pushback would be, well, if Mahomes was here, he wouldn't have been any good anyway. And I would always counter that, Herb, by saying, if you think that the organization you follow and root for is capable of screwing up one of the best football players at the most important position of all time, then what's the point of even following anymore, right? If you think they're that inept that they would get a guy with that level of talent and potential and screw him up, then what's the point of following anymore? If they can't even take a gift like that and turn him into something, then they're so lost. And so I guess I'll get you to respond to that and then see if you think that they would have found their way to a Super Bowl if they would have taken Mahomes instead of Trubisky in 2017.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. If you think they're gonna mess up Patrick Mahomes, then you can just throw Justin Fields away. Like, this doesn't, like, what are they gonna do with anybody, right? If you can't get it right with him. And so I think that certainly they could have had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that was a really, really good team that they had in 18. That team was really, really good. It was obviously led by their defense, but if that defense has a complementary offense that can consistently put points on the board, what was the final score? Was it 16-15? What was the final score in the Eagles game, the playoff game?
Yeah,
I think Patrick Mahomes gets you 17 points. That's what I think. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes gets you 17 points. And so I think that with that defense, and again, he keeps the window open for a little bit longer. And so nobody's in a hurry to say, hey, no Akeem Hicks, no Khalil Mack. You know, you're not in a hurry to do those things. You're trying to figure out how we can get more pieces in here as opposed to getting rid of some of these guys. And so I think that with Patrick Mahomes and that defense that they had early in their careers, they would have had an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl for sure.
You know, I talked in November, like what would the 2018 Bears have been like with 2022 Justin Fields, right? Second year Justin Fields playing with that defense. Now, level that up and say, what would the 2018 Bears have been like with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback? You know, and you think about it, look, like you can't assume that the developmental process would have been exactly the same. You know, Andy Reid's different. You had an infrastructure of playmakers in there. They understood that they could tap into Patrick's strengths in ways that the Bears probably weren't equipped to do it. But Patrick Mahomes is clearly a transcendent talent and would have done things to elevate even the coaches around him and the talent around him and done things to, you know, like you say, you get in a playoff scenario in 2018 and now all you need to do is get to 20 to move on to the next round and then take your crack. You know,
that Fangio defense was ridiculous. That Fangio defense was absolutely ridiculous. And so you get that defense with a quarterback that can put you some points on the board, who's going to elevate everybody in the building, not just on Sundays, but everybody in the building all week long, all season long. He does that. I think he absolutely would have made a difference, and they would have certainly had a chance to go to the Super Bowl with that defense and Patrick Mahomes.
So because of everything we've just said, I think you could make the argument that the most egregious part of the 2017 draft process was trading up from 3 to 2 and just giving away other capital because you decided that guy you couldn't live without.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!